Starting with Hashem Hilchas Ta'avuvos Shir 29, Simen Kuf Yud Aleph. Now, the whole discussion of Toilin is found in the Rashba. The Rashba is the only Rishon that brings it, and that's why the Torah brings the Rashba in Teres Abayis HaKatzer, basically word for word. Then the Besisiv goes and explains the Rashba according to what he wrote in Teres Abayis HaOrach. So the Rashba basically says that if you have two pots, one of Israel and one of Heter, and you have two pieces, one of Israel and one of Heter, and one falls into one pot and one falls into the other pot, and we don't know which piece fell into which pot. So we say that the Israel piece fell into the Israel pot and the Heter piece fell into the Heter pot. So now, this din could be in two possible cases. It has to be either that the Israel that fell in is an Israel that's Aser Midrabanan, or even if the Israel is an Israel Midaraisa, if there's enough Heter to mevatel the Iser midaraisa, but not midrabanan, in such a case we can say that the Iser fell into the Iser. So now, the makor of this din is a braisa brought in Gemara in Psachim Mem Dalet, Amud Aleph, and Yevamos Mem Pei Beis Amud Aleph. The braisa goes as follows. Shtei kupois, achas shal chulin v'achas shal truma. If you have two baskets, one of chulin and one of truma, v'lefneim shtei soin, and in front of the baskets you have two measurements of food, achas shal chulin v'achas shal truma. One is of chulin and one is of truma. V'nafalo elu b'soich elu, and these two measurements fell into the pots. The saw of chulin fell into one pot, and the saw of truma fell into the other pot. And we don't know which one. Have elu mutarim. Both pots are mutar, meaning that the chulin remains mutar, and we don't have to treat it as truma. Shani oimer truma l'soich truma nafalo. Because we say the truma fell into the truma, the chulin l'sechulin naflu, and the chulin fell into the chulin. So from the two gemaras we see when this case applies. The first way this can be is if the iser is midrabanan. The makor of this is in the gemara in Yevamos Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph. Over there, the gemara is talking about the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan holds that truma even today, even bezman hazeh, is d'oraisa. So the gemara brings this d'oraisa. And the Gemara says on the Braisa, Vamir Rish Lakish, v'hu shirabu chulin ala truma. Rish Lakish says that it has to be that there's more chulin than the truma that fell in. Rabbi Yechon Amar, afal pichaloi rabu chulin ala truma. Rabbi Yechon says that even if there's not more chulin than truma, it's still mutter. The Gemara explains this later. Then the Gemara says, Bishleim l'Rish Lakish, kasavim bidurabonon, namir ribuyahu. Rish Lakish holds that, even though it's an isidurabonon, because Rish Lakish holds that truma nowadays is only an Isser midrabanan, still the majority has to be chulin. And in such a case, it's a mutter, because we say the truma fell into the truma. Since even if it fell into the chulin, there's a majority, we can say that it fell into the truma. Elo Rabbi Yochanan kasha. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it says the truma bizman hazeh d'oraisa. So, how can we say toilin? Because we don't say toilin by an Isser d'oraisa, only by an Isser d'rabanan. So the Gemara answers, Hamani Rabbanan hi. This price is going according to the Rabbanan that holds that Truma Bizman Hazeh is Rabbanan, and therefore we can say Toilin. So we see that by an Isser Dei Rabbanan we can say Toilin, but not by an Isser Dei Raisa. And Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that Truma Bizman Hazeh is Dei Raisa, he says, V'anoda Amri, K'Rabbi Yosi. I hold like Rabbi Yosi, D'Tanya B'Seidu Oilam, is a price in Seidu Oilam, Asher Yoshua V'Secha V'Yerishta, Yerusha V'Shoina V'Shnia Yesh Lehem, V'Shlishis Ein Lehem. The Yerusha, the inheritance of Eretz Yisrael, there's only twice that Eretz Yisrael had a Kedusha, meaning that the fruit that grows there is Chayv and Trumas and Maisus, but there will not be a third. Meaning that once we had the second Kedusha, once the Bnei Yisrael went up to Eretz Yisrael after the first Chorban, when they went up to build the second base of Mikdash, so Ezra returned the Kedusha to Eretz Yisrael, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, this Kedusha remains forever, and therefore there's not a third Kedusha, because it's the second Kedusha always remains. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Man Tana Seder Oilam Rabbi Yosi. Who is the Tana that wrote Seder Oilam? Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi wrote Seder Oilam, so we see that Rabbi Yosi holds that the second time that they gave Eretz Yisrael the din of Kedusha remains forever. And Rabbi Yochanan that holds that Truma Bizman Hazeh is D'oraisa goes according to Rabbi Yosi that holds that the second Kedusha remains forever, and therefore Truma Bizman Hazeh is D'oraisa. However, the Braisa that says Toilin is going according to the Rabbanan, that hold that Truma Bizman Hazeh is Rabbanan, and since it's Rabbanan, we say Toilin. So we see that by an Issa Rabbanan, we can say Toilin. but not by an Isidai Raisa. That's the Gemara in Yevamos. Now, the other way we see that we can say Toilin is where there's a bittel Midai Raisa, but not Midai Bonon. Where do we see this? We see this in the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Memdala Amud Aleph. Over there, the Gemara is talking about Kazayas Kedei Achilas Pras Dai Raisa. That if I have a mixture of a Kazayas of Iser and the amount of food that I can eat and the amount of time that it takes to eat a pras, which is the volume of either 3 or 4 eggs. So in such a case, if it's a mimba ein aminoi, and I eat the whole mixture, I get malchus. This is even according to those that don't hold of tamke ikur, which is later on in this same Gemara, on Memdalet Amud Beis, that the Gemara over there learns tamke ikur. But even according to those that don't say tamke ikur, if there's a mixture of mimba ein aminoi, and there's a kezayis of iser, and the amount of achilas pras, so in such a case, everyone agrees that it's Doraisa. So the Gemara asks from our Braisa of 2 kupos, that if you have a saw of Truman, a saw of Chulin, and a basket of Truman, a basket of Chulin, and one falls into one and one into the other, and we don't know which one. So the Gemara says we can be Toilin and say that the Chulin fell into the Chulin and the Truman fell into the Truma. And the Gemara presumes that this is even if it falls into more than Kedei Achilas Pras. So we see that Kazayas Kedei Achilas Pras is Drabonon, because if it wouldn't be Drabonon, we wouldn't say Toilin. So the Gemara answers, Truma Basman says Drabonon. But we see from here that had the din of Kazayas Kedei Achilas Pras been Drabonon, there would be no question from Truma. Even though, according to the Havamin of the Gemara, that Truma Basman says Drabonon, nonetheless, if Kazayas Kedei Achilas Pras is Drabonon, so there's Bittul Midai Raisa, and we would say Toilin. So we see that even by an Isser Dai Raisa, if the Isser is Batal Midai Raisa, but not Batal Midai Bonon, in such a case, we say Toilin. So these are the two cases that we say Toilin. Either the Isser is Dai Bonon, or even if the Isser is Dai Raisa, but if it's certainly Batal Midai Raisa, but the question is, if it's Batal Midai Bonon, depending on where it fell, so in such a case, we can say Toilin. That's the Makor of this Sif. Now let's see the Machaber. The Mechaber says, "Shtei kederus achas shel heter v'achas shel iser." If you have two pots, one has in it mutter food v'achas shel iser, and one has in it aser food. Ulefanev shtei chatichos, and before us there are two pieces, achas shel heter v'achas shel iser. One piece is mutter, and the other piece is aser. Im achaticho him iser durabonon. If the piece or pieces in front of us are an iser durabonon, kugon shumnei shel gid. For example, the fats of the Gid HaNoshe, which are only Aser Midai Bonon, the Gid HaNoshe itself is Doraisa, but the fats of the Gid HaNoshe surrounding the Gid HaNoshe are Aser Midai Bonon. Or another example brought by the Shach is cheese of a non-Jew, which is Aser Midai Bonon. So if the food in front of us is an Iser Midai Bonon, V'naflu Elu L'sech Elu, and these pieces fell into the pots, Mutarim, the pot of Heter remains Mutar. Because we can say that the Iser fell into the Iser pot, and the Heter fell into the Heter pot. And therefore everything remains the way it was, and the Heter pot remains Mutter. The Shach explains that since it's a Sefek Drabonon, we can go Lekula, and say that the Iser fell into the Iser, and therefore the Heter is Mutter. And even if the Heter in the pot is not more then what fell into it, it's still mutter. We'll see in the next sif that although it does not have to be more than what fell in, it cannot be less. Another thing the Shach points out is that by an iser mashehu we need roiv, that there has to be more in the heter pot than what fell in. Then the Mechaber continues by the dalet of the Shach, v'chein hadin im loy hayokan ela kadera achas shel basar shkuta. The same din is if we only have over here one pot of meat that was shechted properly, and one of these two pieces that were in front of us, one of which was Heter and one of which is Iser, falls into the pot. We don't know which fell into the kosher pot. We can say that the Heter fell into the kosher pot, and therefore the pot remains mutter. Even if there's not more Heter in the pot than the Iser, meaning, since we don't know which is which, it has to be more than what fell in. The Shach and Sifkat and Dalet explains that it has to be that we knew which piece was which before it fell in. If we don't know which of the two pieces was Issa before it fell in, so now we have one and one, and like we learned in the last year in the Six Fakers of the Shach, that if you have one and one, you have now a Chazaka de Isua, and therefore, no matter which one would fall in, it would be Aser. But the case over here is that we knew which one was which. Now one fell in, and now we no longer remember if the piece that fell in was the Iser or the piece that's left as the Iser. Then the Mechaber continues, a third case, by the hay of the Biagua. Oyim lo yahay yokan, ela chaticha achas mi'iser du'abonon, or if there's only one piece of Iser, which is an Iser du'abonon, in front of us, v'yesh tei kadeiris, and we have two pots, achas shel heter, v'achas shel Iser, one of heter and one of Iser, v'eni adela is it naflam, we don't know which one this piece fell into, this piece that was an Iser du'abonon, we don't know which part it fell into the Iser part, into the heter part, gam bazu, telon hakol, in this case as well, we say that it fell into the Iser part, and therefore the heter part is mutter. Let's see now the Taz, Sivkotan Aleph. Taz says, gam bazu, telon hakol, even in this last case of one piece and two parts, we can go l'kula and say that the Iser fell into the Iser. So the Taz says, haloshen mashma, de bezeh ho yisvor tvei lahachmir. It sounds like that in this case, this third case, there's more reason to be machmir. Midhutzduach loimar gam bezu. Since the Mechaber has to say, in this case as well, we go lakula, so it sounds like that we have more reason to be machmir, and nonetheless we go lakula. Ube'emes, however, in truth, hu kol shekein. This third case is more reason to be makel, is a kol shekein from the previous case. The high bava he kol shekein, because Beis Yosef writes that this bava is kol shekein, it's all the more so to be mutter. This is a quote of the Rashba. Mitam shaharei lo yirainu shenafal klum l'seich shel heter. Since we did not see anything fall into the heter, so therefore certainly we can be toila that it fell into the iser. In a case where we knew something fell in, we just don't know if it's iser or heter. In such a case, we're makel and kol shekein. All the more so, we're makel, where we don't even know if something fell into this pot. So that's the Rashba. Or the preacher Savar, Shahai Kol Shekein, Shekosav Beis Yosef Hu Divri Atzmai. The preacher says that this Kol Shekein is the Beis Yosef himself, not the Rashba. Valkein Cholak Alav, and therefore he argues on the Beis Yosef. V'omad Alav Kol Shekein Hu, and he says it's not a Kol Shekein. V'nechnas B'dvorm Dechukim V'loy Dok Bazeh. He says forced words, and his words are not exact. Because when the Beis Yosef said it's a kol shekein, it's not the Beis Yosef himself speaking, it's a quote of the Rashba. Well, what do we see? That this third case is a kol shekein of the second and first case. So why does the Mechaber say, gam bezu toilu nahokol? So the Taz says, v'nir li yashiv, I can answer, achashub nedaktek oid, mashakosav achakach. After we'll see what the Torah says later on, we can understand why he says, gam bezu toilu nahokol. Because the Torah says, Aval im ha isu rabo al ha heter, if the isu is greater than the heter, ain toilan lahokol kol kach. If the isu is greater than the heter, we're not toilan to say that the isu fell into the isu. So the question over here is, the kasha maikava nasoi beloshin kol kach, denoket. He says, ain toilan lahokol kol kach. We're not so makel. What does it mean we're not so makel? What's the different levels that we're saying we're not so makel? We're makel but not so makel. Velomaloi omar ain toilan lahokol. Why doesn't the Torah say that where the Isu is greater than the Heter, we're not telling the Hakol? What does it mean we're not telling the Hakol kol kach? Just like he writes Beis Torah, we're not telling the Hakol. Over here also we should say, if the Isu is greater than the Heter, we're also not telling the Hakol. Why does it say I'm telling the Hakol kol kach? So the Taz says, venirli, the Begumor Isa, the Perikah Oval, Daf Pei Beis, the Porach Arab Yechonim in Mikvah. The Gemara we quoted before brought the Machlekes Rishlokesh in Rabbi Yechonim. That according to Rishlokesh, we always need Roiv, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, we don't need Roiv. So the Gemara asks for Mikvah. By Mikvah, the din is that I need 40 saw, the measurement of 40 saw, of water in order for it to be kosher. A saw is the volume of 144 eggs. Now, this water has to be rainwater that fell directly into the Mikvah and was not brought over with another utensil. Water that's brought from another utensil is called Mayim She'uvim. Now, once I have 40 saw of rainwater, if I put in a saw of other liquids, now I have 41 saw, and then I took a saw of liquid out of the mikvah, it's still kosher. This is because the saw of other liquids that fell in is now bottle. So the Mishnah says, If I put in a saw and took out a saw, it's kosher. Then Rav Yehuda bar Shela, in the name of Rav Asi, in the name of Rav Yochanan, says that this is only ad ruboy. It's only up to roiv. So the Gemara understands that I can only do this 19 times. I can put in 19 saw and take out 19 saw. Because I need that there should be definitely mostly rainwater. So this is a question of Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says, even if I don't have rov heter, it's still mutter. And over here we see that we need rov of rainwater. So the Gemara answers like the Lainishkal Buba. When we say over there that we need rov, that we can do this up to rov, means that I cannot take rov. I can't do this 21 times. But 20 saw I could take. Half is okay. Another terrace is Shani Hocha, the Ikal Amemer, Shani Oimer. In our case, you can say Shani Oimer. I can say that the heter fell into the heter, and therefore I don't need rov. But in the case of mikvah, I do need rov. I need rov of rainwater. Pirush the Shema Nafal Chuma ve'en kan isem oilam. Since we could say Shani Oimer in the case of the kupos, meaning that in the case of kupos, we can say that maybe the truma fell into the truma, and there's no issue here at all, and therefore we don't need rov. And the rule is that we go after the second answer. So over here we go after the second reason of the Gemara, that in the case of the kupos of truma, we don't need rov. V'hinei, kan b'lishna basra, efshe l'parish ne pirushim. In this second teretz, there's two explanations. Ha'echad de hachikomar. One is that this is what we're saying. Kivan de ikal meimer shani oimer, since I could say shani oimer that the truma fell into the truma, al ken yesh lahakal afilo beloy nishtar rak miut chulin. We could makel and say that even if the miut is chulin, that is more truma than chulin, afilo hachi mutter. Nonetheless, it's mutter. V'zeo das ha-ro'ah be'emes be'berek ha-bayis. And this is the opinion of the ro'ah in berek ha-bayis. That's one way to explain. V'efshalem ha-oid, another way to explain is the hachikamer. Be'mikvah be'inon nishtai ruba. And by mikvah we need that it has to be rov rainwater. V'kan sage be'palga. But in our case it's enough even if there's half heter. V'chein das mishmeres ha-bayis. And this is the opinion of mishmeres ha-bayis. Al ken amar Rashba kan, therefore the Rashba says, Bim lo nishtai rak miut heter, if all that was left is a minority of heter, a miut of heter, afo peisha efshel aparishkein, even though it's possible to explain like this, that a miut of heter is enough, makom mokoim lo nezel lukula kol kach. Nonetheless, we're not so lenient. Kivan da hakula hu mitzad tliya ba'alma, since the whole leniency over here is because of a tliya, that we're toilin, dai bizeh sheyesh kula bapalga. It's enough that we're lenient if there's half of heter, and it doesn't have to be a rove of heter. Deloike mikvah, not like mikvah where we need a rove of heter. So now we have the explanation of when the Torah said that with his rove iser, we're not so lenient, we're not toilin kol kach. That means that we're this 50-50, since we can say shani oimer, so we're toilin lahokal. But if there's rov iser, we're not going to be so lenient. Because even though there's a tzad to say, like the ro'ah, that even if there's most iser, we can still say shani oimer, nonetheless, we're not so lenient and we say that if there's mostly iser, we don't say shani oimer. So that's the explanation of the continuation of the Torah and the next sif and sif base. So now the tzad comes to explain our sif. V'im kein, yesh loimer adu mashukosav lefnei zeh. We can now explain what he says before, in other words, in our sif, gam bezu toilon lahakol, what the mechaber brings at the end, gam bezu toilon lahakol, niskavan bezeh, he means to say, deloy tema de bezeh, she'en kan ela nefila achas. We shouldn't say that over here where there's only one piece falling into the pots, v'yesh kan kadeva shel iser, and it's a kadeva of iser, neima de b'chol gavne yesh lahakol boy, we'll say that we can be mekel in all cases, v'akulahu b'birur, over here it's a clear kula that since there's only one piece falling in and it's not anything that definitely fell into the heter, so we can be makel all the way across the board, meaning what? And the difference would be in what he says in the next sif later on, that when he says later on that we're not so lenient and you need 50-50, at least 50% heter, we're not makel. Maybe over here we'll say that since there's only one nefila, maybe even if there's a majority of Isser, it's still mortar. Al Kain Omar Khan Gambisu Toilon Lahokal. Therefore the Matur and the Machaber say over here as well with Toilon Lahokal. Koloima Shein Khan Kula Babiru. El Mitzat Liya Ba'almon. The only reason over here with Makal is because of Toilin. Al Kain Gambise Loin Nitlo Kokach Lahokal. And therefore over here as well, we're not so lenient and we require at least 50% of Heter. But if there is a majority of Iser, we will not be Toila, and therefore it will be Aser. So in short, basically what the Taz is saying is, when the Torah as well as the Machaber say, Gam Bezu, Toilin LaHokal, it means that even though we have a reason to say that this case is more Makel, nonetheless it's still because of Tliya, and therefore we need that the Heter should be at least as much as what fell into it. So then the Taz continues, Elochuva Yesh Lahakshus Al Masha Kosev B'Simen Zeh. We can ask him what it says in this siman. The im sofek nafal iser da iraisa, mutter b'shir da bonon. We said that if we have an iser da iraisa, that's batal mida iraisa, and the sofek is if it's batal mida bonon, that is mutter. V'zeh seiser haklal she'amarna b'siman samachvav sivdalad. This is a contradiction to what it says in siman samachvav sivdalad. The v'zeh ein anu makilun, ela havikav vadi da iraisa. In siman samachvav sivdalad, the Machaber is talking about if an egg has a blood spot. So the Rama says that if the blood spot is on the white, it's batal chad b'tshrei. Because since on the white there are some places that it's aser and some places that it's mutter, so it's a safek, therefore we can say it's batal chad b'tshrei. So the Taz says that the reason over there we rely on chad b'tshrei, we don't need shishim, is because we rely on the opinions that the blood found in eggs is drabanon, and therefore we can be makel chad b'tshrei. But what do we see? That the only reason we're being makel is because it's an iser drabanon. But if it would be an iser d'oraisa, even though it's a safek, we cannot be Makel, even though now it's Batal Midaraisa, because it's Batal Midaraisa, Chad B'tshrei. Still, the only reason we could be Makel is because it's an Iser D'Rabbanan. So that's the question of what we said by us. So the Taz says, Lo Kasha Midi, it's not a question, the Kan Ha Heter Mikoyach Shani Oimer. Over here, the Heter is because of Shani Oimer. Ubehedja Amina Perakal Oral, and it says explicitly in Yuvamis, Shazachati B'Somach, that we mentioned previously, to call Sofek Sheyesh by Lema Shani Oimer, Lo Nafal Kan Iser Kiltvei. That any time we can say Shani Omer, that the Issa did not fall here at all, it's more lenient than the regular Issa Dei Raisa, that there's no Shir Dua Bonon, and therefore we can be Makel. One more point on Sif Aleph is the Shach in Sif Kotten Hay says that this din of Toilin applies to Chaticha Ru L'Skabit as well. Even though Chaticha Ru L'Skabit is not bottled even in 1,000, but if I have two pots and it fell into one, we can still say it's fell into the Issa. Since it's Iser D'Rabbanan, Chaticha Ru L'Skabit is batal midaraisa, therefore we can say b'Chaticha Ru L'Skabit Toilin. However, d'Bishush L'Matirim, we do not say Toilin. This is found in the Sif Sidah, Sif Katan Aleph. Okay, now let's see Sif Beis. Now, the source of Sif Beis is the Gemara that we saw in the Taz in Sif Katan Aleph. The Taz brought the Gemara, that is a Machlokes Reb Yochanan and Rish Lakish. According to Rish Lakish, you need that there should be a majority of Heter. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you do not need a majority. So the Gemara asked for Mikvah, and we had two answers in the Gemara. The first answer was that even though you don't need a majority, you need it to be that the Heter should be at least as much as the Issur that fell in. And the second answer is, the difference between our case and Mikvah is that by us we can say Shani Omer. So we saw the Machlokes between the Ra'ah and the Rashba. The Ra'ah said that by Shani Omer, not only don't I need a majority, but even if the Heter is less than what fell in, it's still Mutter, because we say Shani Omer, that the Iser fell into the Iser. But according to the Rashba and Meshmeres HaBayis, even by Shani Omer, there has to be at least an equal amount of Heter to Iser. And this is how the Machaber paskens. So let's see Sif Beis. The Machaber says, B'amed v'om amurim she'toilim b'chol elu lahokal afilo ein ha-Heter rabo al ha-Iser. She'en ha'isu gam kein rabba ala heter. When are we toilin lahokol? That we say that the iser fell into the iser, even if the heter is not more than the iser. That's only if the iser is not more than the heter. Aval im ha'isu rabba ala heter en toilin lahokol. However, if the iser is more than the heter, we're not toilin lahokol. And therefore both parts would be aser. Let's see now Shach Sifkaten Vav. The Shach says, B'med v'om amurim she'toilin b'chol elu. And all these cases that we said till now, the three cases of either two pieces fell into two parts, or one of two pieces fell into one part, or one piece fell into one of two parts, that although you don't need Rov Heter, however, there cannot be Rov Iser. So the Shach says, Kol Zehu Lashon HaTor, Meitoris HaBais. This is all quoted from the Torah, which is from the Tosafot Bais HaKotzer, the shortened version. Avakoshali, however, I have a question on this. The Medivir HaRajba b'Tosafot Bais HaOruch, and the Rashba b'Tosafot Bais HaOruch, le'mashmakein. It doesn't seem the way that, in all these three cases, it cannot be that the Isser is more than the Heter. The Lo'yihizkir Shom Elishteka Deiris, because over there he mentions the case of two pots, and two pieces fell into the two pots. Machakach Kosav v'Zelashoinai v'Kasha, then he says, why do you need roiv in this durabonon? Even according to Rabbi Yochanan, why does it have to be that there should be at least the amount of heter as iser? This is like we saw, this is the opinion of the Rajba in Mishmeres Bayis. So the Rajba asks, Hakivan the Mesafkulan, enough for Truma Lester Chulin Oiloi, since we have a suffix. If the Truma fell into the Chulin, we fell into the Truma, Havi Lei Sveka durabonon Ulchula. It's a suffix to a bonon, which go lekula. V'shenina b'tesefta, hoy lofanav shtei meduches, achas shel chulin v'achas shel truma. If you have two grinders, one had chulin in it, and one had truma in it, v'nasan me'achas mehen, and you put into the food from one of these two grinders, v'neidem ezem nasan, you don't know from which grinder you put into the food in front of you. Haveni oimem shel chulin nasan, we say that the food you put in to what you were making is from the grinder of chulin. Alma, we see that you always go lahakal, because the Brisa doesn't differentiate if it's rov or not rov. So over here, why do you need there to be at least as much heter as iser? V'nirali the kivon shivavadai nafla kan truma, since truma definitely fell into this pot. El she'eni yodua la'ezai, that since truma definitely fell into one of these pots. We don't know which pot it fell into. And in such a case, you don't say since Truma definitely fell here, we just don't know to which pot it fell into. In such a case, the Rajba holds, we don't say Sefek Durban Lakula. That's the Rajba. When do we say Sefek Durban Lakula? That's only if we don't know if Truma fell in at all. But over here, since Truma definitely fell in, this is called a Reyesa. Therefore, we don't say Tzavak Durban Lakula, and therefore there has to be, according to Shlokesh Rov, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, at least as much heter as Isser. So the Shach says, Alma de Davka b'shtei kadeirois mishum de bevade nafal sham Isser. We see that only by two pots, where Isser definitely fell here, el she'eni yodua le'eze, we just don't know which pot it fell into, be'inon chad b'chad, the Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you need, in such a case, that there should be at least as much heter as Isser. Aval b'shtei chatichos v'gdeir achas, however, if you have two pieces and one pot, where it could be that Isser did not fall here at all. It's possible that the Heter fell in, and there's no definite Isser here. So therefore, there's no Reyesa. Mutter afilo ha-Isser rabo al ha-Heter. It's Mutter, even if the Isser is greater than the Heter. Dumi denasa mishnek meduchais. Just like what I took from one of the two grinders of Enir Demezimahen. And we don't know which one you took from, that over there it's mutter in all cases. So the Shachas Machadosh over here, that in the case where there's not an Isser definitely falling into one of the pots, in such a case, even if the Isser is greater than the Heter, it's still mutter. V'gamma Torah Sabai Sokotzer, l'kosev hai b'med v'amamurim, d'kisha Isser rabo al ha-Heter, ein toilin kokach l'hokol, elo ashtek ha-deris. This that the Rashba writes, that if the Isser is greater than the Heter, we're not toilin kokach l'hokol, it's only if there's two pots, and the Isser definitely fell into one of the pots. V'afal gav dekosef shom basar hachi hayu shteka chatichos v'kedeir achas mutter shani oimer shel heter nafla kan. We have two pieces in one pot. It's mutter because we say shani oimer. V'afal pi she'ein haheter rabba al hachaticha shenafla kan. And even though the heter is not greater than the piece that fell here, which is possibly the Isser, like we explained previously, so what does it sound like? That, where is it mortar? Where the heter is not greater than the piece that fell in. But if the piece that fell in is greater than the heter, we would not say shani emer. Not like what the Shach just said. From these words that the Torah learns, this din, that in all cases, there has to be at least as much heter as Isser. V'gam edikosav v'afal pi she'en ha-heter rabba al ha-chaticha v'loi kosav v'busa. And he also learns from the way the Rajba writes that the heter is not greater than the Isser. And it doesn't say a bigger chiddush v'afal pi she'en ha-heter pachas me ha-chaticha. It doesn't say that even if the hetter is less than the piece. Alma de bishtecha kederus de bishtecha tiches bekedera achas din echad lahem. It sounds like in all cases it's all the same whether I have one part or two parts, or whether Issa fell in for sure or Issa did not fall in for sure. In all cases, we need that the hetter has to be at least as much as what fell in. So that's how the Torah learns. Avol eif shalav loy mekayim. But the Shach says we cannot say it like this. Kodem muchach b'toros habayis ha'aruch v'komot shekasavti. Like I wrote from the Toros Habayis Aruch. V'ator loy ro ha'toros habayis ha'aruch v'komot shekasav ha'achreinam b'kama gduchti. And why does the Torah say that it applies to all cases? Because he did not see the Toros Habayis Aruch. This is one of the places that we see that the Torah only had the shortened version of the Toros Habayis and not the longer version. And therefore the Shach can say that he did not understand fully what the Rashba meant. And then it goes further. V'gam midvarav b'kotzer, nirukain, and from his words in the Toros Habayis HaKotzer, we also see that the Rashba holds that there's a difference if Issa definitely fell in or not. De'im Issa disavali the din echad lehem, because if the Rashba holds that they all have the same din, that in all three cases mentioned in Sif Aleph, there has to be that the heter is at least as much as what fell in. Have leila arvinu v'lesninu. He should lump them all together, put them all in one group. V'have leila sader shtei kaderus v'kadera achas kula b'chad above. Two parts and one part should all be in one case. K'mosh yasidu ha-tor, just like the Torah writes, like we saw in Sif Aleph, that he puts all three cases together. V'lehave leila hafsik sham b'har b'dinim acherim. And he should not have stopped in the middle to speak about other dinim. Elamid hifsik ha-inyin. But since he separates the case of two parts where Issa definitely fell in, and the case where one piece fell in is not for sure the Issa, Shema mino, de b'shtecha tichos, v'kdera achas, we see that by two pieces and one part, afilu, chatichos Issa, rabba ala hakadera, mutter, that even if the Issa is greater than what's in the part, it's mutter. O mashukosav, kumoshu b'yarnu, and when the Rashba says kumoshu b'yarnu, like we explained previously, it sounds like he means the same dinim as before. He only means to say that by the Rabbanon we say Shani Omer. And therefore over here we can say Shani Omer. So we have the other diuk that why does he only say that in this case that even if the heter is not greater than the iser, it's still mortar? Why doesn't he say that even if the heter is less than the iser, it's still mutter? And a chanami, the afilu haheter pochus shori. What he means is that even if the heter is less than the iser, it's mutter. Al denokat hochi, but why does he say such a language? Mishum de boy lemisne b'seifa, because he wants to say afterwards, v'imhu iser shel teira ein matirin at sheyuba haheter ala iser. He says that if it's iser is midaraisa, it's not mutter unless the heter is greater than the iser. Meaning that by Issa Daraisa, even if they're equal, it doesn't help. Not only doesn't it help if the Issa is greater than the Heter, even if they're equal, it does not help. But by Issa Daraisa, we need that the Heter has to be greater than the Issa. But by Issa Darabonon, and there was not Issa that definitely fell into one of the parts, Yishach is learning the Rashba, that he means that in such a case, it's Mutter, even if there's more Issa. Argues on the Rashba, that even if two parts, and Issa definitely fell, it's mutter. Afilu ha-Issa rabba ala heter. Mishom sarka d'rabbana l'kula. That by two parts, and Issa definitely fell into one of the parts, even in such a case, the Issa can be greater than the heter and it's still mutter. This is like we saw in the Taz, in Sifkot Aleph, in the name of the Ra'or, that the Ra'or argues on the Rashi in the Pirush of the Gemara, that, according to Rabbi Yochanan, even if the Issa is greater than the heter, in the cases of Shani Omer, he's Mekel. So therefore, the Shach wants to say that, according to us, that we hold like the Rashba, we can certainly say that in the case where Issa did not definitely fall in, where a piece fell in, we don't know if it was Issa or not. In such a case, even if the Issa is greater than the Heter, it's Mutter. One more point on this Sif is the question of the Taz in Sifkot and Beis and the Shach and Sifkot and Zayin. That the Mechaber says that if the Issa is greater than the Heter, you're not telling the Hakol. So the question is, if we know that the Issa is greater than the Heter, we should know which part it fell into. For example, we knew that the heter was 10 ounces and the iso is 12 ounces. So now you could go look and see if there's 22 ounces in the heter, then it fell into the heter. And if it's the same amount, it fell into the other part. So the Taz answers that the person heard from someone else that the iso is greater than the heter, but he does not know the volume of the iso and the heter. So it fell into one path. He just doesn't know which one. And then he brings the Trisha that answers that he knew the amount of the Isser. For example, he knew that the Isser was the size of a fist, and he did not know how much Heter there was. And now he sees in each part one big piece and one the size of a fist and another piece smaller than a fist. So he knows that the bigger piece is the one that fell in, but he does not know if the bigger piece in the Heter is the Isser or the bigger piece in the Isser part is the Isser. Now the question on this is that we know throughout Isser v'Heter that any time we know the status of a piece, it's not included in the suffix. So over here we know that the smaller piece in the Heter is Mutter, and the smaller piece in the Isser is Aser. So the question is that these small pieces should not be included in the suffix. What's our remaining suffix? Only the big pieces. We have two big pieces, and we just don't know which big piece is Mutter and which big piece is the Isser. So the smaller piece should not have any ramifications on the bigger piece. And therefore, what are we left with? Two pieces, one of Isser and one of Heter. We don't know which is which. And we learned in Siman Kuf Yud, by six figures, that even by an Isser Derabanan, if we only have two pieces, one of Isser and one of Heter, they're both Aser. So the big pieces should be Aser, and the small pieces should be Mutter. Bitzurchian. Then the Shach answers that the piece was removed, that it fell in and was removed, and we don't know which part it fell into. So, to explain the Shach, we have to say that it's talking about a case of Mim Be'en Aminai. Taste went from the Isser into one of the parts, and we don't know which one it is. And we'll have to say that it's an Isser D'Rabbanan, because as we'll see soon, that by an Isser D'Raisa, we don't say Shani Omer, and you'll need 60. So therefore, we have to say that the Taz is talking about an Isser D'Rabbanan, and the problem is taste. Because if it was removed, and the problem is not taste, then there's no Isser here at all. Then one more teretz is that of the Nekudas of Kesef, which in this case is the son of the Shach, that we have two parts, and in one part there's more than the other part. Let's say one part has 20 ounces and the other part has 8 ounces. We don't know which, if the Isser part has more or the Heter part has more. And now 12 ounces fell into one of the parts, and we don't know which part. So we have two parts with 20 ounces. And so if the Isser fell into the Heter part, you'll have 12 ounces of Isser and 8 ounces of Heter. You'll have more Isser than Heter. Therefore, in such a case, we do not say Shani Omer. That's Sif Beis. Let's see now Sif Gimel. Mechaber says, Hoya ha-Isser shel Toira. Ein toilun lehokal, loima laseich ha-Isser nafal. If the Isser is midaraisa, we're not toilun lehokal, that it fell into the Isser, as she yehei ha-Heter rabo al ha-Isser, kede she is batal b'seich ha-medivrei Toira. The only time you'll be toilun lehokal is if there's enough Heter to mevatal what fell in, midaraisa. We'll see the examples in the next sif. So let's see sif Dalad. Hoya ha-Heter rabo al ha-Isser. If the Heter is greater than the Isser, kadei she yizbatal b'sechem medivrei Torah, that there's enough Heter to mevatal the Isser midaraisa. Tein lehakol. Okay, tzad. What's the case? Shtei kederes, achas shol basa shchuta, v'achas shol nevela. If you have two pots, one has kosher meat and one has nevela meat. V'nafla chatichas nevela l'soich achas mehen. And the nevela meat, and the nevela piece fell into one of them. Im ha-heter shebegderes ha-heter rabo ksas al chatichas ha-nevela, toilun lehakol. If the amount in the heter pot is a little more than the nevela piece, we toilun lehakol. Lefi shedvar toira min b'minai batal b'roiv. El shechachamim hetzricho shishim. Since midaraisa is batal b'roiv, it's min b'minai. And min b'minai midaraisa is batal b'roiv, even if it's lach b'lach. And the only reason over here it's aser is because the Rabbanon say you need 60. So since it's only a suffix, the Rabbanon, therefore we're turning lahakol. Hayu shteka hakadeiros mi min echad. If the pots were one min, for iser min acher, and the iser is a different min, ain't turning lahakol. We're not turning lahakol. Atchiyu b'heter shishim ala iser. Until you have 60 in the heter against the iser. Because since it's min be'en aminai, so therefore, it's aser midai raisa, and therefore you need 60. So the Taz points out in Sifkat and Dalad, and the Shach as well in Sifkat and Taz, that when the Mechaber says that the two pots are one min, is lav dafka. Doesn't mean that the pots necessarily have to be both the same. So long as the pots are different than the iser that fell in, we'll need 60, because it gives taste, and therefore midai raisa you need 60. at Sif Dalet.